USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is blaming Russia for a cyber attack on the world's largest meat supplier. JBS was hit over the holiday weekend and forced to shut down all 9 of its beef processing plants. JBS saying they will resume production at all of their plants on Thursday. Democrats and Republican lawmakers on Wednesday visited the Texas border with Mexico as part of their push for legislation to respond to the surge of illegal immigrants. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott also issuing a disaster declaration earlier this week, which directs state troopers to enforce all federal and state criminal laws.
We're about to change the way that Texas addresses the challenges on the border, and we're going to start by helping these 34 counties respond by increasing arrests.
Abbott speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
One of the largest American-owned private employers in the country is joining the fight against COVID-19 by encouraging more people to roll up their sleeves for a shot. Starting today, Kroger is offering prizes to people who get vaccinated. The grocery chain will offer 5 $1 million prizes and 50 chances to win free groceries as part of the giveaway. More information on the giveaways can be found on Kroger.com. A college basketball coach is making an announcement regarding his future.
Legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium first reporting on the coach's plans, Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning 5 championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. Associate head coach John Shire will reportedly take over the program after Coach K's retirement. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the spotlight continues to shine on Dr. Anthony Fauci after emails of his were released on Wednesday, he still will not give a straight answer regarding China's role in the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Regarding what Fauci knows and when he knew it, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"A year ago this month, in May of 2020, my friend Dr. Fauci gave a number of interviews, and in them he dismissed the lab leak theory. Now, I want to be fair to him. I know the press was all over him, and he did it under pressure from the press. But Dr. Fauci should have told the press to stick it up their fact checker that I'm going to follow the science, and he didn't. And we've lost a year here. And I don't know if we'll ever find the origin of the virus now. It's not a question, Sean, of keeping score, who was right, or you were wrong. We need to know this."
A Texas woman is claiming discrimination on a Southwest Airlines flight last month. She says she asked to sit near the emergency exit but was told no. She claims it was because she was wearing a hijab. In a complaint with the Department of Transportation, she says her sister didn't have a hijab on and was told she could take one of the last 2 seats in the row. Southwest is denying the allegation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.